我们今天讲的是箴言书的八章二十二节到三十一节。
Today we'll be looking at Proverbs chapter 8 verses 22 through 31.
上个星期呢，我们讲到了智慧，非常的重要。
Last week we talked about the importance of wisdom.
甚至于说，君王没有智慧，他都不能够有权力的。
And that even a king without wisdom has no authority.
王子啊，如果没有智慧的，他都治理不了国家的。
A prince without wisdom would be unable to govern his nation.
所以智慧呢，可以使人有尊荣。
Wisdom brings honor to people.
可以使人有财富。
And riches.
但是呢，智慧所带来的尊荣与财富呢，不会使人骄傲。
But the riches and honor that we can get from wisdom will not make us proud. It will not cause us to become proud.
也不会让人败坏的。
And will not let us be evil.
嗯哼，好了，那么下面我们就看，今天我们来认识智慧的本身。
So today we'll look at wisdom itself.
嗯哼，我们来看第二十二节。
Verse 22。
好，现在我们看到智慧开始讲话了。
So wisdom is once again speaking.
智慧说，在耶和华造化的起头。
The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his work.
就是上帝还没有工作之前，哎，上帝就耶和华神就已经有了智慧。
Before God began his work, he already had wisdom.
在太初创造万物之先，就有了我。
Okay, ages ago I was set up at the first, before the beginning of the earth.
好了，那我们就看到了一件事情。这个智慧呢，还没有这个世界的时候就已经有智慧了。
Before the earth came into existence, there was already wisdom.
换句话说，这个智慧和神是在一起的。
Wisdom was with God from the beginning.
我们的上帝也是一样的，在没有世界之前就有上帝了。
Same with God himself. Before the earth existed, he was there.
好了，你说，比如说 Nancy， 你说你聪明，你聪明从什么时候开始的？
If you're smart, when did you start becoming smart?
嗯，没什么。
没说自己聪明。
我说的。你的不是说你聪明，你的聪明是什么时候开始的？出生了。
From when you were born.
怎么表明出来的？
How do you know that?
你出生的时候怎么表明你是聪明的？你有聪明？啊，你刚生出来，你没饿，你也哭啊。所以当你生出来一哭的时候，小孩生出来第一声都是哭哈，有没有笑的？所以当你一哭的时候，那是你最聪明的，你知道为什么？
When you're born and you cry, that's an expression of your intelligence.
因为你告诉大家说，别把我扔了，我是活的。
You're telling everyone don't throw me out. I'm alive.
所以我们的聪明，我们的智慧是从我们出生之后才显出来的。
Our intelligence and our wisdom they only appear after we've been born.
但是智慧本身，它是在还没有世界的时候，它就已经存在了。
But wisdom herself existed before the creation of the whole world.
并且这智慧是跟神在一起的。
And she was with God.
然后下面就说，从亘古，从太初，未有世界以前，我已被立。二十三节。
Ages ago, I was set up at the first, before the beginning of the earth.
所以我们知道了，上帝开始创造世界的时候，首先出现的是什么呢？是智慧。
When God was creating everything, the first thing that was there was wisdom.
好了，下面我们就看到了哈。第二十四节。
Verse 24.
二十四、二十五 ，24、25。所以我们看到了这个世界是有高低不平的。低的叫什么？低的就叫 depth， 小 depth 叫什么？叫 valley。所以没有大水的泉源，还没有水的时候，他说就有智慧，他说就有我了。
Okay, when there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs, abounding with water. wisdom already.
也就是说这个世界还没有形体的时候
before the earth
was
even formed, wisdom was already there.
这是说低的，高的呢他就说了，大山未曾奠定，小山未有之先，我已出生出。
Before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth.
所以我们这里看到了说没有没有没有三个没有。
So here, there's a repetition of when there was no, when there were no, before.
就是是这个世界什么都有，连形都没有呢，连甚至它的形的 shape 还没有的时候呢，智慧已经在那里。
So before the earth even took shape, before it even existed, there was already wisdom.
二十六节。
26.
甚至于这里说连地上还没有土的时候智慧就有了。
Before there was even dust in the world, wisdom already existed.
所以我们看22 23 24 25 26一直讲一件事情。
So verses 22 to 26 are talking about the same thing.
就是讲这个世界还没有的时候就已经有了智慧。
Before the earth even came into existence, there was already wisdom.
而且智慧是和神在一起的。
And wisdom was with God in the beginning.
好，下面马上就开始讲了。下面我们看了，说他立高天，我在那里。
When he established the heavens, I was there.
他是指的谁？
Who is he?
神。
God.
所以在世界没有的时候智慧就和神在一起。
Before the earth existed, wisdom was already with God.
下面说，上帝开始创造世界了。
And then he started to create the world.
上帝开始立高天。
He made the skies.
他说，哎，智慧说我在那里。
Wisdom says, I was already there.
什么意思呢？上帝用他的智慧创造了天。
Which means that God used his wisdom to create everything.
天的里边就有神的智慧。
In the skies, there is God's wisdom.
然后下面说，他在渊面的周围画出圆圈。
Okay, when he drew a circle on the face of the deep.
你看，上帝创造说他就画个圈就行了。
When God created everything, all he needed to do was just draw a circle.
然后他说，上是穹苍坚硬，下是渊源稳固。
When he made firm the skies above, when he established the fountains of the deep.
所以我们看到上帝创造这一切呢，它都是非常的坚固的。Solid.
So everything that God has created is very established, it says.
他所创造这一切，智慧都参与了。
And wisdom participated in his creation.
换句话说，上帝创造世界的时候呢，不单是用智慧，而且把智慧放在他的创造中。
When God created everything, not only did he use his wisdom to create it, but he put his wisdom in all of the things that he created.
29.
29.
这个很有意思啊，他说当神为沧海定出界限，使水不越过他的命令，立定大地根基的时候
，When he assigned the sea its limit so that the waters might not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth.
所以这里让我们看到一件事，纯明叔叔家里住在海边以前。
If you live next to the sea,
纯明叔叔，你为什么敢住在那里？你为什么不怕大海把你家淹了？
Why aren't you afraid that the water's gonna like swallow up your home?
你家在海边住了多少年？那只是到你爸爸，到你爷爷呢，可能是几百年。那为什么这几百年间呢，大海没有把你的房子冲倒呢？
So in the 100 or so years.That your family has lived next to the sea. Why has the sea not washed your home away or swallowed it or something?
Carol, 你家住上海是不是？
嗯。
也住好几代了吧？你为啥敢住在那儿呢？那海面一冲上来，水不就完了吗？你家里？
我们家不靠海。
不是，你家离海比我家离得近呢。虽然在海上，但是也是上海的。是因为上帝把那海给他画了一个界限。
Because God assigned a limit to the sea.
所以那个水不能够越过这个界限。
So that the sea cannot trespass this
所以你可以所以你可以住在海边上
So it's safe for you to live next to the sea
因为上帝已经给那个水划定了界限他不可以越过
Because God's already marked out a limit that the sea cannot pass、
mm-hmm. 你们玩没玩过蹦床啊就在床上一蹦就可以弹起来那东西叫什么叫传福音不是
No, have you ever like,
他知道叫什么
Okay, 你接说
啊哈、uh-huh, 你看你蹦上面很好玩了是吧、
okay. When you jump on a trampoline, it's very fun
那你在地球上在这个地上蹦这地球为什么不上下走呢
Since you're on the earth, when you jump, why doesn't the whole earth bounce as well?
因为这个地球是有根基的。
Because the earth has a foundation, the ground.
即便是世界上所有的人一起跳，这地球都不会动的。
Even if all the people in the world jumped at the same time, the earth will still not move.
因为上帝把这个地有个根基的。
Because God has marked out the foundations of the earth.
所以你就知道上帝创造这一切他是有他的非常大的一个能力
So we see from God's creation his very immense power、
mm-hmm. 好了那么他就这个智慧就说了说当上帝为沧海划定界限使水不越过他的命令立定大地根基的时候他说那时我在他那里为公师
Verse 30Then I was beside him, like a master workman.
工程师。
A master workman.
我以前是工程师。
I used to be a master workman.
做设计，哈，做设计，然后把它做出来。
做什么？
设计。Design.
设计什么东西？
Anything.
I would design stuff and then make them it, and then make it.
也就是说上帝在创造这些世界的时候
When God was creating the world
智慧是他的工程师
Wisdom was his master workman
换句话说上帝设计这个被造物的时候它里边都有智慧
His design for all of creation carries wisdom in it
然后呢这里又说日日为他所喜爱，常常在他面前踊跃。
And I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always.
那这里让我看到一件事情，上帝非常喜悦智慧的。
So we see God really loves wisdom.
智慧呢也能使上帝喜悦。
And wisdom is pleasing to God.
因此，上帝创造万有的时候，都借着什么？借着他的智慧。
So God, excuse me, created everything.Through his wisdom.
好，下面我们做一个总结。
Okay, in summary.
一直到三十节，这里说的是什么呢？先有的智慧，后有的创造。
Up until verse 30, what this tells us is first there was wisdom, then there was creation.
上帝借着智慧创造世界。
God created.The world using his wisdom.
在一切的被造物中都充满了智慧。
And all of his creation is filled with his wisdom.
你们有没有看到过这个智慧？
Have you seen this wisdom before?
你没看到？哎呀，你看到我就应该是看到智慧。你看到人。我们彼此看到的时候都是智慧哦。
Whenever we see one another, we see God's wisdom.
我看到你，丹尼尔，我就看到了智慧。
When I see you, I see wisdom.
你看上帝造你造得多么完美。
Look how perfectly God created you.
你看你懂得讲话。
You understand how to speak.
你能思考问题。
You can,
想问题。
Think about, problems, questions.
你看你眼睛一眨一眨的。
Your eyes blink.
你看你马上就笑。
And you smile.
这就是智慧。
That's wisdom.
你跟这个鼠标说话的时候，它都不会有这样的反应的。
If you speak to a computer mouse, it won't react the same way.
但是它有它的智慧。
But there is a different kind of wisdom in there.
你看我这一点，它就走。
When I click it, it works.
所以智慧你到处都可以看得到的。
You can find wisdom everywhere.
只要是被造的，你就可以看到智慧。
In anything that was created, you can see wisdom.
你没发现今天比昨天冷吗？
It's colder today than it was yesterday.
你没发现昨天上午下雪，下午温度升高吗？下午出太阳吗？
Yesterday it was snowing in the morning and then in the afternoon it was very warm.
你没看到我们衣服一点一点穿的少了吗？
We are wearing fewer clothes.
就是天气变得越来越暖和了。
Because it's getting warmer.
夏天要来了。
Summer is approaching.
这就是智慧。
That's wisdom.
上帝实际借着所有的被造之物向我们显明显出他的智慧。
God demonstrates his wisdom in through all of creation.
好了，孩子们，对于你们非常实际的，你们所上的每一堂课都是在学习上帝的智慧。
In school, in all the classes that you take, you're learning God's wisdom.
我们称它为科学。
We call it science.
比如说你在学数学。
When you're learning math.
一加一等于几
？What's one plus one?
哈哈，上帝的智慧，一加一等于二。
One plus one is two. There you have God's wisdom.
Teresa， 一加一等于几？
应该是二。
他说应该是二。
One plus one should be two.
孩子们，你们不要笑的。
Don't laugh.
一加一等于二，是所有的最基础的。
One plus one equals two. It's foundational to everything.
我现在只要把一加一改成等于一点五，你所有的学的东西都变了。
If I change the answer and it becomes one plus one is equal to 1.5, then everything you know changes.
你信不信？
Do you believe that?
所以这就是上帝的 foundation 根基。
That's the foundation that God has established.
嗯。好了，你回家妈妈给你蒸包子哈。
If you go home and your mom makes you 包子。
包子啊、嗯，然后把那个面发起来。
She needs to let the dough rise.
啊哈，你有没有闻那个面发出来什么味儿啊？有没有闻过
？Have you ever smelled the dough? What does it smell like?
什么味儿？啊？酸。
It smells kind of sour.
啊，然后妈妈往里会放什么？放什么？不知道啊。那是碱，碱叫碱是什么 ？Soda 是什么 ？N A H N O 三。
And then your mom puts sodium bicarbonate in it.
叫碳酸氢钠。所以当它碱和酸放在一起的时候，因为那里边有酸呐，面发起来有酸呐。
Because it becomes acidic as it rises.
然后你再放了一碱。
And then you put something that's alkaline inside it.
他们俩一就产生了什么
？And then there's a reaction.
产生什么了？学习好的。
Neutralization. 我不会说中文，这个中性
中。
综合产生什么东西
了？
就产生了一种气体叫二氧化碳。
And it creates
CO2
怎么说？
哎呀 ，CO2，carbon dioxide，carbon
dioxide，
二氧化碳。所以你吃那包子里边是一捏，很暄的。
So the balls is very like soft and.
那里边有很多的气孔。
There are air pockets inside.
所以你为什么往里放碱？你不往里放糖呢
？So why do you put something that's alkaline rather than sugar?
你为什么不往里放碱？放盐呢
？Why don't you just put salt?
因为上帝做的那个碱就是做这个事情的。
Because God created alkaline substances for this purpose.
所以你也知道，我们今天所学的这些所谓的科学，都是对上帝自创造当中智慧的认识。
So all the sciences and stuff that we learn allows us to know God's wisdom.
当你们慢慢长大的时候呢，你学起来的时候，你会发现更多的很多的奥妙之处。
As you get older and you learn more and more, you'll find a lot of amazing things.
当我学习的时候，我上初中三年级的时候呢，
什么是初中三年级？
就是1969年级。
When I was in grade 9，
我们那个时候学数学。
I was learning math。
我特别喜欢。
I loved it。
我就觉得好像做一个 puzzle 一样。
It It was like doing a puzzle.
哇，太有智慧了。
There's so much wisdom in math.
所以你们今天要好好学习的。
So today you need to work hard in your studies.
你好好学习，你就能够更加的认识上帝的创造的智慧。
So that you can 更加。
Know more.
So that you can know more about the wisdom of God's creation.
所以孩子们学习为了什么呢 ，Linda? Why?
So,
你为什么要学习
？Why do you need to study?
为啥？啊哈 ，the future. 所以我们通常学习呢，认为说，哎，我就为了得个好成绩。
We sometimes think, oh, I need to study just so I can get a good grade.
当然你得个好成绩呢是很重要的。
Of course, it is important to have good grades.
但是我告诉你更重要的。
But what's more important?
你更重要的是你要能够认识上帝创造万有的智慧，那才是最重要的。
What's most important is that you learn about God's wisdom in his creation.
你成绩好不一定有智慧。
If you have high marks, you're not necessarily wise.
你有智慧，你的成绩一定不差。
But if you are wise, then 一定不差。Your marks will definitely not be bad.
不差的意思不是 not bad, 就是好的意思。
They will be good.
所以孩子们你们必须要明确你们学习的目的是什么。
So you need to clearly understand what's the purpose of your studying.
如果你只知道说我要拿个好成绩我要 A plus.
If you just want to get a high mark and, you know, an A plus.
那你只不过是个学习机器。
Then you're just a machine that studies.
仍然是个死的。
And you're dead.
死的不是说他死了
you're,
就是
You're not alive
No 不是这个时候、还不你还不真正有智慧
You don't have wisdom
后边我们会讲到真正的智慧是活的、
Real true wisdom is something that's living
好了那么我们看到的一件事情智慧为神所喜爱、
So wisdom is God's delight
而智慧呢神做任何事情都带着智慧。
And everything that God does, he does with wisdom.
所以神也喜悦我们有智慧。
So God delights in us having wisdom.
他也喜悦我们每天有智慧的在他面前活着。
And that we would live with wisdom before him.
好，我们看第三十一节。
Okay, verse 31.
Rejoicing in his inhabited world and delighting in the children of men.
汉语再读一遍。
踊跃在他为人预备可住之地，也喜悦住在世人之间。
好，谢谢。说踊跃在他就是智慧，踊跃在他为人预备可住之地。
So, wisdom is
rejoicing
in his inhabited world and delighting in the children of man.
所以上帝造了这个世界的时候，给人住的时候呢？
So when God created the world for man to inhabit,
他非常高兴把智慧放在人的当中的。
He was delighted to put wisdom among us.
然后智慧本身呢，他也喜欢跟人在一起的。
And wisdom herself also rejoices in living with man.
所以我们看到，智慧在创造万有之前就有。
So wisdom existed before all of creation.
智慧充满了神的创造
And all of God's creation is filled with wisdom
神喜悦智慧
God delights in wisdom
他也喜悦智慧给人
And delights to give us wisdom
智慧本身呢也喜欢和人在一起
And wisdom herself also likes to be with us
他喜欢人能够拥有智慧
She likes people to
Possess.
She wants people to have her, to be wise.
Uh-huh. 所以我们看到了我们今天认识智慧的本身。Itself. Herself.
So we are learning about wisdom herself.
智慧是非常有价值的我们看到了第一。
As we've seen before, wisdom is very, very valuable.
而且智慧愿意给人。
And wisdom is willing to...
give herself to
to give herself to us.
上帝也喜欢有智慧的。
And God also delights in wisdom.
这就是智慧。
That is wisdom.
我们的智慧有一个开始。
Our own wisdom has a beginning.
当我们生的时候，哦，我们的所谓的智慧就开始了。
When we're born, our wisdom is born.
但是我们今天讲的智慧呢，还没有世界的时候它就有了。
But the wisdom that we're talking about here existed before the whole world existed.
我们看到这个世界当中呢，草也好，花也好，鱼也好，鸟也好，都看到上帝的智慧。
In the grass, the flowers, the fish, and the birds, in all of this, we can see God's wisdom.
所以你住在家里边什么都不干的时候，躺在床上的时候，你都能看到上帝的智慧。
Even when you're not doing anything, just lying in bed at home, you can still see God's wisdom.
你看你的心脏都没有通电，它就不断的在跳。
Your heart has not stopped beating.
但是我们今天呢，我们看到了一件事情，既然上帝这么喜悦智慧。
But today we see that even though God so delights in wisdom,
我们可以从任何地方都可以看到上帝的智慧。
And that we could see his wisdom from anything and everything.
上帝又喜欢把我们给他，把自己给他，给我们。
And he delights to give wisdom to us.
那我们为什么就没智慧呢？
So, why do we still not have wisdom?
还记不记得两个星期前？
Two weeks ago.
我们讲到了智慧在十字路口说向人喊，哎，来来来。
We talked about wisdom in the streets, calling out to us.
在城门口向人说话，对不对？
At the town's gate.
所以今天讲也是，智慧到处都有。
So wisdom is everywhere.
那我们为什么没有智慧呢？
So why do we not have wisdom?
为什么呢？ Tiffany. 你不要。我们为啥不要？你这么好的东西不要，不是傻瓜吗？
因为我们觉得自己的智慧
太愚蠢。啊，所以我们是傻瓜。好，再来。我重说。那这么好的智慧，我们为什么不要呢
？If wisdom is so good, why don't we want it?
Tiffany 说，因为我们以为我们自己有智慧，
Because、
对不对
？We think we already have wisdom.
我们因为我们以为我们自己聪明。
We think we're so smart.
所以我们就不觉得这个智慧很重要。
So we don't take a wisdom as important as value.
所以我们就得不到这真正的智慧。
So we are unable to get this real wisdom.
所以实际上我们都是傻瓜。
So actually, we're all foolish.
你说我全都是 A.
You might think, oh, I always get A's.
全都是 A, 如果没有智慧也是傻瓜。
Even if all your marks are A's, but you lack wisdom, you're still foolish.
所以我们必须要清楚认识到这一点。
We need to clearly grasp this.
我们人呢？就是因为自己的骄傲
，because of our pride，
我们觉得我们有智慧
，we think we're wise，
那么我们就不要上帝的智慧
，because of this we reject God's wisdom。
当我们生下来开始有聪明的时候
，when we're first born and we start to be smart，
嗯，我们一天一天长大，学到了更多的东西的时候
，and as we grow each day, we learn more and more。
我们就以为我们有智慧了。
We think we have wisdom because of that。
实际不是这样子的。
It's not how it works。
你只能够懂一点点。
You're only able to understand a small bit。
你知道，对一个小朋友来说呢，他能够明白一加一等于二，他已经很开心了。
To a young child, if he can understand 1 + 1 = 2, he's already very happy.
啊，我不知道你们，反正我第一天上学的时候，老师叫一加一等于二，我回家高兴了一个星期。
I don't know about you, but when first went to school and they taught me 1 + 1 = 2, I went home and I was happy for a week.
我觉得我很了不起。
I thought I was so incredible.
我觉得我仿佛懂得全世界一样。
I felt like I understood everything.
但是那只是一个开始。
But that's only the beginning.
或者说根本还没开始。
Or even before the beginning.
但是我们懂得一加一等于二已经足让我骄傲了。
But just knowing 1 + 1 = 2 already filled me with pride.
所以你知道3+3 = 6时候，也没什么可骄傲的。
So when you know that 3 + 3 = 6, you still have nothing to be proud of.
但是我们人就是这样子的。
But we, as humans, are just like that.
当我们没有智慧的时候
，When we don't have wisdom.
换句话说，我们以为我们自己有智慧的时候
，When we think we have wisdom.
我们学到一点点东西，我们都会觉得自己很了不起。
even when we learn the smallest thing, we're so proud and we think we're so impressive.
但是如果我们真正有智慧的时候，
But if we truly have wisdom,
我们知道我们所明白的只是一点一点一点一点点的时候，
And we know that everything we learn is only is but a very small thing. Small.
我们不但不会骄傲，
Not only will we not be proud,
我们反而会想说，哎，我要知道更多。
But we'll think I want to know more.
上帝让你知道更多。
And God will let you know more.
我们就能够进步，就能够学到更多的东西。
And we will be able to progress and know more things.
这就是我们所说的谦卑。
That's humility.
中国人讲，谦卑的人呢，你就会不断的进步的。
If you're humble, you will continuously move forward.
如果你骄傲了，你觉得你是不错了，你就不能够再往前走了。
If you're proud and you think you're very good, then you won't be able to know more.
所以我们孩子们，你们要学习谦卑。
So we must learn to be humble.
如果你说，哎，我和 Carol 比的话，我比他懂得多。
If you compare yourself to someone and say, "Oh, I know more than her."
但是如果我们和整个的世界、宇宙的上帝的创造来比呢
？But if you compare what you know to everything that exists in God's creation,
我所知道的可能就是一个灰尘。
What you know is just a speck of dust.
所以没什么可以骄傲的。
There's nothing to be proud.
如果我们多几个，所以我们看到了哈，知识和智慧呢，它是有不同的。
So there's a difference between knowledge and wisdom.
中国呢，很常常喜欢讲一句话，什么呢？这很难解释哈。中国人呢，也追求一种神的概念。
Amongst Chinese people, there is. 你接着说。
所以中国人呢，称它为道。
Okay, Chinese people in Chinese culture, there's this sort of, there's a notion of some sort of God that they call 道。
道，就是我们都熟悉的约翰福音里边讲的道。
Oh,
太初有道，道与神同在，那个道。
It's like in John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God.
但是中国人讲的是什么？这个道呢，就是自然。
But for Chinese people, they believe that this 道, this Word is nature.
就是自然，大自然。你看到的一切，这就是神。
Oh, everything you know is God. Everything you could see is God. It's pantheism, right?
然后人呢，要融入这个自然当中。
什么是融入？
融入就是 merge， 不是叫什么？融入怎么说？
就是 ，and we must merge with nature。
不是 harmony， 是 merge。这个很重要哈，我告诉你，你们从你爸爸妈妈身上都会学到这一点的。举个简单的例子哈，中国人讲究是什么呢？早餐，人是自然的产物。
产物。
The product of nature.
Yes, so according to Chinese people, man is the product of nature.
所以人呢，应该跟那个自然呢是合一的。
And he should be one with nature.
比如早上太阳一起来。
In the morning, the sun rises.
你也得起床。
And you also rise.
我们这里有几个跟太阳一起起床呢？
How many of us rise with the sun, get up with the sun?
没有吧？
No.
通常都是太阳在这儿的时候才起来。然后呢，当太阳下去，天黑的时候呢，你就要睡觉。
And when the sun goes
down,
when the sun goes down, you should go to bed as well.
哎，所以呢，人是自然的产物。
So man lives, according to how nature goes.
所以人呢，最高的境界是什么呢？是进入这个自然当中，进到神的里边。
So the like highest level you can attain is when you're part of nature, which is God.
但是我们讲的智慧呢，和这个道呢不一样。
But the wisdom we're talking about is different from this 道。
我们这个智慧呢，是要进到我们的里边。
The wisdom that we're talking about needs to be in us.
使我们可以活在智慧当中。
So that we can live in it.
所以我们看到了中国人所讲的道呢，应该是死的。
So the Dao, the like the word, I guess, that Chinese people talk about, it's not living, it's dead.
但是我们讲的智慧呢，是活的。
But the wisdom that we see here is living.
它是要参与到我们的生活当中的。
She lives in us, she participates in our lives.
所以我们要记住，所以我们有了智慧，我们要活在智慧当中，这是最重要的。
What's most important is when we have wisdom, we need to live in this wisdom.
当然我说我们有智慧的你早晨可能太阳没起来的时候没升起来的时候你就要起床的、
so maybe before the sun gets up you need to get up in the morning
我并不是说这个形式上的
wait
不是形
behavior
换句话说我们不是说设立一些规条让你去遵守
okay, so this does not mean thatYou need to get up before the sun gets up. This isn't a set of principles or rules that you live by.
而是你知道如何去活着。
But that rather you know how to live.
你因着能够明白事物的本质，而懂得如何去活着。
事物。
The things.
It means you understand the nature of things and know how to live.
就好像前面我们所说的学习的本质你并不是学习的目的绝对不是你拿几个 A 拿几个 B
as we saw earlier the ultimate goal of your studies is not to get this number of A's or B's
而是你能够更加认识上帝在创造当中所放的智慧
but that you can learn the wisdom that God has put into his creation
所以我们也知道这件事如果我们因为我们学习认识更多的神的智慧而变得骄傲了这就是愚蠢
Okay. If we become proud because we learn more about God's wisdom in our studies then that's foolishness
上帝给我们智慧
God has given us wisdom
让我们越加认识他的智慧而越将荣耀归给神，看到这位上帝的伟大。
So that we can know more about his wisdom and glorify him once we've seen his greatness and his wisdom.
这才是我们正确的观念。
That's what we should value.
因为你明白学习的真正的意义是什么。
Because then you've understood what's the purpose of studying.
而不是为了说我多拿几个 A， 我考个好的大学，别人可以夸奖我。
It's not, oh, I need to get good marks, I need to get into a good university, and then everybody's going to praise me.
但是很奇妙的事情是什么呢
The funny thing is,
当你在这个过程当中你越拿掉自己骄傲的时候呢上帝就越让你明白他的智慧。
越拿 the more humble you become, the more God allows you to see of his wisdom.
See, 你越骄傲的时候你反而越不能够认识上帝的智慧。
The prouder you become,The less you are able to know God's wisdom.
你说那我的成绩 A plus.
You might say, "Oh, but all of my marks are A pluses."
没错的，你还是可以达到 A plus.
Yes, you can still get the A plus.
但是问题，这不是真正的智慧。
But that's not true wisdom.
这只是你自己的智慧而已。
That's just your own.
你自己的聪明。
Intelligence.
有一天你就会发现你自己的有限了。
One day you'll find that you have limits.
当你发现你自己的有限的时候呢，你就永远都不能够突破的。
When you do reach your own limits, you'll never be able to pass it, to surpass it.
所以你需要认识上帝。
You need to know God.
把你的境界抬得更高，把你的眼目抬得更高。
And set your eyes on a higher level.
超越你自己
to look beyond yourself、
你要看上帝的智慧是怎样的智慧
and to see how God's wisdom is
所以这是非常重要的
this is very important
你们要明白你们学习的目的到底是什么
you need to understand what's the purpose of all of your studies、
但是我并不是说你得 A plus 不好、得 A plus 也好
That's not to say it's bad to get an A plus. It's still good to get an A plus.
你又得了一个 A plus， 你又能够借着这你所学的认识上帝的智慧，这才是真正的好。
If you get an A plus and through this you know God's wisdom. That's what's truly important.
如果你说我只有 A plus, 但是我不想得到上帝的智慧。
If you get the A plus, but you say I don't care about God's wisdom,
那你这个绝对不是 不够好的。
Then that's definitely not enough,、
uh-huh.
good enough.、
嗯、那你说哎，我就要上帝的智慧，但是我学习总是 W.
If, oh, I only care about God's wisdom, but...
No, no, I really care about God.
I care about God's wisdom so much.
但是我不介意我的成绩。
I don't care about my grades at all.
那说明你也不能很难认识上帝的智慧。
Then it's also very hard for you to know God's wisdom.
你压一等于几都不知道了，你怎么能知道上帝的智慧呢？
If you don't know what 1+1 is, how are you going to learn about God's wisdom?
但是一个真正从心里边想认识上帝智慧的人。
But for someone who truly in their heart wants to know God's wisdom,
他在科学的学习上面也不会差的。
They will not be lacking in their studies. They will not fall short.
所以从这点上看呢，我们做父母的话呢，我们做父母的千万不要在孩子的成绩上过分的苛求。
苛求。
Strict.
So as parents, we must not be.Overly strict when it comes to our children's grades.
当你过分的强调他所得到的成绩的时候呢
？When you put so much emphasis on their grades,
他就会以他的成绩产生骄傲。
They will become proud because of these grades.
啊，成绩好嘛，我就骄傲了嘛。
Oh, if my grades are high, then I'll be very proud.
你会发现成绩不好的时候，他就会叫什么？叫自卑。
And when their marks aren't high, they'll be like depressed.
啊哈。所以我们要告诉我们的孩子，学习到底是为了什么
？So we need to tell our children why they are studying.
是要更加的认识上帝在创造当中的智慧。
It's so that they can know more about God's wisdom and His creation.
你可以知道上帝的伟大。
So that they can learn more about God's greatness.
当你按照智慧而行的时候，你会发现凡事你都是有智慧的。
When you do everything with these values, then you will have wisdom.
所以我们父母要知道，你如果把孩子眼光放正确了，去寻求上帝的智慧和他的伟大的时候
，When you let your children
concentrate,
focus on
seeking
God's wisdom
and glory
and on glorifying Him,
啊，你孩子的学习成绩一定差不了的。
You'll find that.In their studies, they definitely will not fall short.
因为他所寻求的不单单是成绩。
Because what they're after isn't just marks.
而是有更加比那个成绩更吸引他的东西。
There's something more attractive to them than marks.
他是真正的从心里边喜欢。
They really enjoy it from their hearts.
他就是想，我就想多知道，我就想多认识。
They think, oh, I just want to know more. I want to know more God's wisdom.
有的小孩子他学习非常有动力的。
动力 ,motivation.
Motivation.
A lot of students are very motivated when they
study. 他放假的时候小朋友都玩他不玩。他要学八年级毕业了我要学习九年级的课。
Excuse me. During the summer when all their friends are playing, they're still studying and they finish eighth grade.And they're looking at ninth grade stuff.
因为他太喜欢，我要知道下学期我要学什么。
Because they're so excited to know what they're going to learn about next year.
所以吸引他的不是他的成绩。
What interests them is not their marks.
吸引他的是什么？是智慧本身。
What attracts them is wisdom itself.
所以这非常重要的。
It's very important.
所以我们父母呢，要正确的引导我们孩子，你要让他喜爱知识。
So as parents, we need to.Lead our children in the right way. Teach them to really love knowledge.
你让他明白，知识才是神显智慧的。神借着知识显出他的智慧。
And let them understand that it is through knowledge that God shows and reveals His wisdom.
而不是借着成绩。
It's not by marks.
当然成绩好啊，成绩好。
Of course, marks are still important.
但是我们这两个要把它要弄清楚。
But we need to distinguish between them.
给我们大人呢举个例子，大家就明白了。
Here's an example.
吃东西是为了活的。
You eat in order to survive.
但是人活着绝不是为了吃。
But your purpose in living is not to eat.
智慧和人之间的关系，和我们孩子之间的关系也是如此。
The same goes with wisdom's relationship with our children.
我们人活着 是为了追求这个智慧。
We live so that we can, in order to pursue this wisdom.
但是我们的成绩绝不是我们的目标。
But our marks are never our goal.
这样的话，我们的孩子呢，他自己才有一个学习的动力。
This teaches our children to have the right motivation.
我们今天很多的父母呢，非常的就觉得有难处。
A lot of parents today find that they have difficulties.
就是什么呢？这孩子总需要你去推动他 ，push 他去学习。
Because their children are lacking motivation, and they constantly need the parents to push them.
我们的孩子呢，觉得因为每天他爸爸妈妈这样推着他，让他去学习。所以，当你一停手的时候，孩子就站在那里不知道做什么了。
Okay.And because the parents are constantly pushing the child and motivating the child, as soon as they let go, the child has no idea what to do.
所以我遇到过很多的孩子都是这样子。
I met a lot of children.
令我很吃惊的。
And it surprised me.
一个十年级、十一年级的孩子。
Someone in grade 10 or grade 11.
我会问他，我说，哎，你以后要做什么呢？
I will ask them, what do you want to do in the future?
他说我不知道。
And they say, I don't know.
我你要学什么呢？
What do you want to study?
我不知道。
I don't know.
你喜欢什么呢？
What do you like?
我不知道。
I don't know.
我遇到个最离谱的。
There was this one person in particular.
一个不是最离谱的，反正比较离谱的。一个年轻人，他已经研究生毕业了，他的 master degree 毕业了。
Someone who finished their masters.
我说你要做什么呢？
I asked them, what do you want to do?
不知道。
And he said, I don't know.
我那你喜欢什么呢？
So what do you like doing?
我不知道。
I don't know.
我说，那你从高中到 master 毕业，你学的所有的东西，你最喜欢哪一个呢？
So from everything that you learned since the beginning of high school until now, the end of your master's, what did you like the most?
你知道他怎么回答吗？
And what did he say?
我啥也不喜欢。
I don't like anything.
你知道他没有方向。
He had no direction.
所以孩子呢，从小你要培养他有个方向。
So,
所以我们教会里，让他有方向。
You need to teach your children from a young age to have the sense of direction.
你要看到神给孩子他有一个恩赐，比较突出的恩赐。
You need to see what gifts that God has given your child.
所以你要在他的恩赐上面，你要帮助他。
And help them with regards to these gifts.
比如你的孩子喜欢，画画。
If your child likes to draw,
那么你就在这个方面呢，你就要帮助他。
Then you need to help them with this.
但是我们今天的父母呢，往往这样，孩子去弹琴，
But、
孩子说我就不喜欢弹琴。
Today, we force our children to like go play the piano, but the kid doesn't like piano.
所以这是一个问题的。
And that's a problem.
所以我们做父母的从小在我们教会的这些孩子都有这样的经历的哈，像你们再大一点点 Aileen 我就会问你你以后要做什么
the young people of our church all have this experience
所以从小的时候我就要会问你们你们到七年级八年级我就问你你以后要做什么呢
when you're maybe grade 7 or 8 or 9 I'll ask you what do you want to do later on
你父母不问你我就会问你
if your parents don't ask you I'll ask you
但是如果我们在座的父母你都会问你自己的孩子就好了
But if parents, you could ask your children yourselves, that would be good.
所以 Linda 在看她妈妈。妈妈问没问过你？没问过。好，今天回去开始问哈，接你哈。哎，一直到她能够确定为止。
Until they can decide on something.
所以孩子呢，有些东西是需要我们去教他的。
A lot of things we need to teach our children.
所以孩子们，你们不要觉得很 bothery。很烦，不要觉得很烦。
So children don't think it's annoying that your parents keep asking.
因为那是你父母在帮助你。
Because they're trying to help you.
你不要等到十一年、十二年再想这些事情。
Don't wait until you're in grade 11 or grade 12 to start thinking about these things.
你如果到八年、九年还没开始想
，If by grade 8 or grade 9 you still haven't thought about it.
所以你应该开始想。
You should start thinking about it.
你在哪一方面你特别愿意去认识上帝的智慧
In which way do you especially want to learn about God's wisdom?
上帝一定帮助你
He'll definitely help you
还有一种小孩是这样的你喜欢什么我啥都喜欢
There's another type of child when you ask them what do you like they say I like everything
这也不行你要问他你最喜欢什么
Then you need to ask them what do you like the most
我喜欢踢球
I like soccer
我最喜欢音乐
I like music.
我最喜欢唱歌。
I like singing.
我最喜欢做太空员。
太空员是啥
？Astronaut。
Oh, I want to be an astronaut。
所以你就知道这孩子他基本上在他不明白你在问他什么问题。
In that case, you know that the child does not understand the question.
曾经有个小孩上大学。
There was this girl who was going to university.
我问他，
this person.
我问他，我说你报了几个大学呢？
I asked them how many applications did you send out.
他说报了五个。
And they said five.
啊，我说好啊。
I said, oh, that's great.
报了五个，然后呢，我说你竟报的什么呢
？I asked her which programs.
他说我报的计算机。
Computer sciences.
我报的商业。
商业是
吧 ？Business.
Business.
然后还做什么？我还学什么？学政治。
Politics.
Politics. 所以他这个五个呢，每一个跟每一个都差得很远。
Each one of her five options were so different from the other.
哇，我说你真是多才多艺。
And I thought, wow, you must be so talented.
所以基本上来说，这个孩子他是不知道自己要学什么。
She didn't know what she wanted to study.
因为你想想学那个喜欢那个的不可能喜欢那个我告诉你喜欢画画的人一般不喜欢唱歌跳舞的
Very rarely will you like one thing and like something totally different
因为画画的一坐你在那里要坐一个月的唱歌跳舞的你让他坐一分钟那是很困难的
For example if you want to paint something you're going to be sitting there for a whole month but for someone who likes to danceThey probably won't want to sit still for that long.
所以我们父母自己本身也需要有智慧的。
So parents, you need to have wisdom.
但是很有意思的，这孩子真的很多才多艺，这五个学校全录取他了。
What's funny is that this one particular student was accepted by all five programs.
但是呢，我们希望呢，能够在神给我们的恩赐上边，我们能够发挥出来，去认识上帝的智慧。
But we should really develop the gifts that God has given us in order to know.More of his wisdom.
当你有这样的智慧的时候，上帝就能用你。
When you have this type of wisdom, God will use you.
上帝不但能够用你本身
，Not only will he use you as a person personally，
也能用你去祝福别人。
这不就是用你吗？
啊，这不是的，祝福你也祝福别人。
Okay, God will bless you, and he will use you to bless others as well.
所以我们做父母的应该知道，不但让我们孩子自己享受这个祝福。
So, you should not only just enjoy these blessings from God.
你也要使你的孩子成为很多人的祝福。
But you also need to be a blessing to many people.
所以这非常重要的。所以盼望呢，我们孩子们能有个正确的学习的目的。
So we hope that our children would have.A right goal in their studies.
我们父母呢也能够帮助孩子慢慢的能够清楚。
And that our parents would help children to understand more clearly what their goals are.
神在哪一方面给这个孩子很多的恩赐
？And in which aspects God has given this child talents.
使他们以后呢能够从神那里得到祝福。
So that they can be blessed.
并且祝福他周围的人。
And bless.People around them.
这是非常重要的一件事情
very important.
所以我们需要去认识智慧本身、
so、
智慧到底是什么这才是最重要
wisdom herself what is she how is she like
因为我们有了智慧之后我们就可以看到一个事物的时候呢会更加的清楚 thing
because when we have wisdom we can see things more clearly
我给你举个简单的例子就知道了我们考大学我考大学的时候呢
When I was starting university,
是一九八四年。
It was 1984 when I applied.、
那一年呢，哇，最好的专业就是什么呢？叫企业管理。
The best major or program at the time was
管理
啥
？Management。
Corporate management.
啊，这个 management 非常就好像二十年前的 life science 一样。
It was like today's life science, but 20 years ago.
就好像十年前的精算叫什么？怎么说
？Or accounting.
不是 accounting.
喂，不是吗？
精算叫什么来着？对你不是学，不知道哈。就是这个，哎呀，大家都喜欢学这个。
Everybody wanted to learn this.
所以大家。报大学都想学这个专业
，and everybody want to apply into these programs.
为啥呢？因为这个专业毕业出来，据说都当经理。
经理是
manager。Management 下来不就是 manager 吗？
Because they believe that you could get a great job as some business manager right after you graduate.
所以那时候我就没报。
And I did not apply to those.
我有智慧。
I had wisdom.
你说为啥？
Because.
如果上大学之后毕业了就能当经理，哪里需要那么多经理呢？
Okay, if.Everyone who graduates is able to be a manager. There aren't enough positions for them.
So I just didn't apply to that 专业
So I didn't apply to those programs.
So that year, 呢，好，我们都一年的吧。那年啊，晚一年，那时候太那什么了。但是等你入学的时候，那个专业已经没人去了。
等你入学。
等到八五年过了一年之后，那个专业就不行了。
But then a year later, nobody was.Applying to that program any longer.
所以呢，我想告诉你们年轻人，不要追求这些流行的东西。
Don't pursue things that are popular.
因为它会很快过去，它很快来，也会很快走。
The same way they become popular really quickly, they'll become unpopular just as quickly.
智慧的眼睛可以让你看到那些不变的。
Wise eyes.
Eyes with wise wisdom.
If you are wise, you will be able to see the things that are unchanging.
而不是看到那些变来变去的。
And not see the things that are just constantly coming and going.
应用在你们的婚姻当中。
Let's talk about marriage. It's the same thing.
漂亮啊！大家都喜欢漂亮。
Everybody likes people who are good looking.
过二十年还漂亮吗？
Are you still good looking after 20 years?
所以漂亮只是几年之间的问题。
Beauty is it's just a short period in your life.
但是呢，一个人的品质，一个人的品格，那才是不变的。
But a person's character, doesn't change like that.
所以你就知道了，没有智慧的人就看他长得漂亮不漂亮。
A foolish person will just see, oh, this person is beautiful.
有智慧的人就看这个人好不好。
A wise person will see whether this is a
personality,
whether this person has a good character.
所以智慧会帮助我们很多的。
So wisdom will help us.
用智慧建立你的生活。
You need to build your life using wisdom.
你要让智慧踊跃在你的生活当中。
You need to let wisdom. 你在说
rejoicing.
Rejoice in your life.
In your life, 你要想让智慧在你的生活当中踊跃起来。换句话说，就是你活在智慧当中，这才是重要的。
In other words, you are living in wisdom.
所以盼望你们能够因着有智慧呢，而看到那些不变的。
So I hope that through wisdom you will be able to see the things that do not change and pass away.
而不是跟那些暂时的。常常变化的
and not rather focus on the things that change or pass away quickly.
然后你也在那里变来变去的
and then you'll also be very you'll always change your mind.
还记不记得上次我们讲到了智慧坐在房间里
Last week we saw wisdom who's sitting in a room.
从窗户往外看。
And she's looking out the window.
看到那个无知的少年，记不记得？
It's the father.
啊哈，就是智慧。
Okay, who sees the foolish young man?
我们看到那个年无知的少年人在外边，哎呀，美得不得了，走来走去的。
And he's walking around.
智慧呢，他不动的。
And wisdom's just sitting there.
但是智慧看到的是真实的。
But wisdom sees how things really are.
那个年轻人看到的都是虚假的。
Everything that the young man sees is superficial.
所以这是非常重要的。所以年轻人，你们从小的时候呢，你要认识智慧。
So when you're young, you need to know wisdom.
你要认识上帝向我们所启示的智慧。
You need to know the wisdom that God has revealed to us.
所以有时间去多读圣经。
So you need to read the Bible a lot.
多读圣经，成为一个智慧人。
Become a wise person.
说我没时间。
You might say I don't have time.
但是我相信你们年轻人都有很多时间。
But you all have a lot of time.
是不是 Teresa 是最忙的？我们这里可能是你最忙的。哦，我可以问你，你一天可不可以挤出来一个小时时间？用不用挤呢？不用挤，很简单的。所以我们都是有时间的，有时间呢要用在去认识智慧的上边。
We all have time, so we need to spend it to learn wisdom.
那么对你其他的所做的事情都是有很大帮助的。
And it even helps with everything else that you do.
好，我们今天就讲到这儿。